Welcome back, kings, queens, everything in between. Welcome back to another episode of the Peasant Party Podcast. I am your host, Charlotte Warren, and to my right, your favorite person is back. Say what's up.
What's up? I'm the sometimes co-host on occasion.
And you're fantastic.
Every so often,
and you're incredible.
I grace you bitches with my presence.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun episode today. What is new with you before we go into things?
Oh my God, what is new with me? Wow. I don't know. I'm almost didn't wear makeup today because I'm like trying really hard to do this thing where I don't wear as much makeup. But then at the last second, I don't know, I kind of chickened out and I decided to do a full face beat. But I have been trying to do that a lot more. Mm. You know, I'm just trying to embrace my natural beauty or whatever, or just not dress and appear quite so much for the male gaze, I think.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
The male gaze.
Yes. Well, and of course, everybody dresses for the male gaze. Blah. But like, I feel like my look is very like curated by the male gaze.
Okay.
Which is why I get such like mean, scary tattoos, because I feel like that's like a reflection of like who I am on the inside. But on the outside, I've always been very like blonde Barbie. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of like how I've liked it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to experiment with like not doing that quite so much. Mm-hmm. And what does it feel like, you know?
Totally. And that actually brings like to a thing that I didn't talk to you about before, but like the whole idea of male female gaze is always just like so fascinating to me, because I see that on TikTok where it's like dressing for the male gaze, or what is the like female gaze versus male gaze, how are they different? Then there's also the whole thing of like, and I don't know if it's maybe just like Reddit or, you know, TikTok, but just what women find attractive in other women versus what men find attractive in women.
Yes.
Or what women think men find attractive versus what men actually find attractive.
Right.
Or vice versa. It's always so interesting. I don't know.
Well, I have to like, the male gaze is like a term that was coined, I think, for like film and like artwork. So when we talk about like the male gaze, like in real life, you know, and it's just kind of, it's about like what type of clothing, makeup, that kind of thing that men like versus what women generally appreciate in other women. Like, yeah, it's not technically the male gaze or the female gaze. Yes, we're like borrowing those terms from something else. Mm-hmm. But I do think that that's a very real phenomenon and a very real thing.
But it's like what Harley Quinn looked like in Suicide Squad versus like the Birds of Prey, where she has more like the sportier, shorter hair. They're like, this is what women think is cool and attractive, because it was a movie more about for women, and then, you know, Suicide Squad was more for men. Mm-hmm. That's what something people point to. I don't know, I personally like the maybe the male gaze, maybe that makes me I like that one better. Like, I don't know, I like that one better, but that's just me. But
well, I can speak to it in art, in fine art, at least like in like more contemporary artworks. Mm-hmm. I think in older artwork, most painters were trained on anatomy, so they knew about like all of the curves of the human body. But like, I can see it in tattooers and like kind of more like, you know, contemporary like boy artists, where they want to paint a naked lady, or they want to take photographs of a naked lady. And like it's such like a perfect violin figure. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the things that women really connect with, like I'll do, you know, figurative drawings for tattoos or paintings or whatever. And women will always be like, I love this one because you included this like hip dip, or this like kind of like protruding belly that looks almost like early 20th century. Like her nose is a little bit crooked. It's not like a perfect little button nose. It's like got a little bump in it. And like women love that shit. They love that shit. It is so much more interesting to look at. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think sometimes with men, because maybe they've been so socialized to see like the hourglass Harley Quinn, that's just kind of like what they think is the most attractive thing, and it doesn't have any of the like natural features. So
and I think like, oh gosh, Mac, if I don't know if you've heard of Mackin Murphy, he pops up a lot on TikTok, like the evolutionary psychologist. You would really like him. But he did a thing on like what women find most attractive in other women versus men, and like it was very much like a women liking kind of those more unique, almost like elfish features. Like women, a lot of women finding, you know, Anya Taylor-Joy more attractive because she has a very unique look.
Yes.
Versus men finding Sydney Sweeney more attractive.
Sure.
And
sure.
He actually did say too, like women actually, men like women that, you know, maybe weigh a little bit more than, you know, the women find attractive. Like how it's like Anya Taylor-Joy is very thin versus Sydney Sweeney is more curvy. But that it still means, you know, like they're still thin, but
right.
It was very interesting that came up, like women finding very thin women more attractive.
Dude, one thing I've loved is like maybe this isn't the corner of TikTok that you're on, but like oh my God, there's this one girl on TikTok, I can't remember her name, I'm obsessed with her, she's so hot, she's like just really thick, you know, like just like a thick girl, and she wears like low-rise pants, and she will just like dance on TikTok, and she can just move her hips like you've never fucking seen before, and it's like this confidence and this energy that she has, you're just like, I would die for you. I would go to war for you. That is the hottest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I think it's like an energy thing, really.
Totally. But just like, I feel like too, when I've always had like, and I'm sure you've had these conversations growing up, but probably going back to high school. And I call these like the cool kid hangout clubs. This is going to sound super silly to talk about, but probably going back to high school, whether it be work or like school, and then it would be work. You would find yourself in these situations, like maybe it was a class that, you know, the teacher didn't care as much, and you would gravitate toward like almost a little clique, and you would go off in a corner or off to a table, and it would be people that you wouldn't usually hang out with. A lot of times you had your own significant other, like no emotional investment in one another. No one's trying to impress one another. You know, that would happen at school. It would happen at work. You know, everyone goes off for lunch, or it's the, you know, people that you sit with at your same table, and, you know, when the boss is away, you have these sort of just shooting the shit conversations. And of course, like as those groups get closer, you start to have the conversations of the conversations of like, who do we think is hot around here? Who are the hot people? And it would be, you know, mixed genders. I swear to God, every single time those conversations would happen, the men would always be surprised at who the women found attractive, and vice versa. Like women would be, they would say like, you know, really them? And then there would also be moments of like, wait, you don't find this person attractive? Like, how could you not? And I remember one visit like very well from high school. I think I probably told you about this one. Both these women are married and lovely now, but I remember we were having one of those conversations, and it was like, who do we find attractive? And of course there was one girl that I was like, yeah, she's clearly, you know, the most, probably most attractive girl in the school. All the guys agreed. But then it was like, oh, this girl, you know, she's super hot. And I was like, really? You don't see it? All the guys? Yeah. All the other women were like, really? And then we said the name of another woman, you know, and we're like, you know, what about this girl? Do you find her attractive? Like, she's clearly, you know, attractive. And they're like, no, I don't see it. And I remember we were saying things, but like, oh, you know, she's so smart. She's in all these like classes. She's very poised. And they're like, nope, I just don't see it. Like, you know, this particular woman, she's like thoughtful and sweet and all of.
So what were they looking for? What did they find attractive? Big boobie, big butt.
So the woman that they found attractive, like, was very curvy and
but nothing about her personality entered the chat there.
So something this girl always did though was that girl always was like hosting like parties and gatherings and stuff, and like she was always like very thoughtful. Connected. Yeah, but I always saw the other girl as being more attractive, like maybe just because she was like in the ASB stuff and was always doing public speaking things. Like she was still like socially out there, but I think they really thought this girl was, you know, thoughtful with inviting people to stuff. It was just like she was just warm and sweet, and yeah I think it was also just like a looks thing, in a sense that you know, maybe she had I didn't see it, but and I saw it more in the other girl. I don't know, but like that always happens, and the same goes for the guys who are like, wait, you don't find like alpha bro gym guy attractive? And it's like, his personality sucks. Like, there's nothing that can counter that personality.
Yeah.
And then there would also be times where it's like, you find this dude attractive? Like, but he's, you know, dad bod and kind of doofy. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's funny.
Exactly. Like, I think, yeah, if a man
is, I don't know.
For sure. I think sometimes if a man looks a certain way and it's just so obvious that he's overcompensating for like a lack of warmth and personality, it's super unattractive. Like, you could see someone from across the gym and be like, oh, that guy's conventionally attractive, but within moments of talking to that person. Mm-hmm. Within moments, like I could go away very quickly. Hell yeah. If they just like give off a slimy vibe, because sometimes that's a thing too, like a conventionally attractive man who's trying way too hard to fit the role, you're like, oh my God, get away. Ew, what the fuck? Go away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I get that. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I always like you can feel it. And I do think maybe for guys it does, they don't get those, like, it goes away very quickly if they find you physically attractive. Like if you burp, they're still kind of like, okay, cool, it's kind of hot. Like, or fart, I don't know.
So funny. So we were you and I and Buddy were watching that show, what's it called? Little Reindeer?
Oh yeah, The Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer.
And great show. You should watch
it. For those who haven't seen it, I think it's on Netflix, I'm not sure, but yes. It's about like a man, just like a typical bartender, and this woman who wanders into the bar and begins like a psychopathic obsession with him, and is like lying her way through, you know, every day she's going into this bar lying to him about who she is, what she does, whatever. And there's this one scene where she's talking, if she like catches him in an alleyway, and she's like, yeah, I just really wish you could, you know, like people had little zip suits and you could unzip them and get inside of there and zip it back up. And she's like not attractive and a stalker. So it's like totally insane. But I'm like, I say that all the time. I think like any attractive woman can say insane psycho shit like that. And it's like totally fine.
Oh, well, because I feel like guys, like, oh, like, it's still kind of cute. It's kind of like, okay, cool. Like, zip me the fuck up. Like,
yes, definitely. I say insane things out loud, and I'm like, I'm going to get away with it, though.
Yeah. It's like, you can...
no,
like,
I'm going to get away with it.
Yeah. Like, and then, whereas, like, it's, I don't know. Like, there's certain things dudes have said that I'm just like, nope. Anything that was there is gone.
Totally. Totally. Ugh.
I guess, like, we have some interesting questions that have sort of popped in today. When you're in a relationship, you're a heterosexual woman, what do you refer to your significant other as? Not just like their name, but like not a pet name, but like when you talk about them to other people, my blank.
He's
not your husband.
Usually I say my man.
Okay.
Like if it's a, you know, professional setting and I have to, I'll say boyfriend, but like I just always say my man, my shorty, my boo.
Nice. Do you hear people using the term partner more often?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Someone wrote in about that.
Okay. Let's.
They just wrote, thoughts on unmarried heterosexual couples referring to one another as partner rather than boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Like I've been hearing this more and more over the years, and I find it cold and informal. I hate it. Why do people do this, and what gives?
Here's the thing. If you're talking about your partner and then I meet them and I'm expecting like a beautiful queer person and it's just fucking Brent or whatever, like your heterosexual cisgendered male boyfriend in his shitty t-shirt, that's not your partner.
Is it?
That's your boyfriend.
Attention, LGBT community. Are we?
No,
are we culture appropriating, you guys?
They need to have a little something. It cannot just be regular ass Chad. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. A woman can be a partner.
Sure.
If a man's like, oh, my partner.
Hypocrisy.
And it's just like a girly pop. Yeah, that's your partner. Man? No. That's your man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that's a man.
Yeah,
he's just a man.
It's interesting because I feel like I first started hearing that, and it would be like we're in work conversations, and it was from Australians first.
Okay.
So I was working at a company. I was probably like 24 and working for a tech company, and we opened our Australia office. The Australia employees were coming out to California to meet us, and they would describe their significant others as partner. And at first I thought it was like an Australian thing.
Sure.
It was kind of like, and they would say like, oh, do you have a, you know, a partner? And I thought it was just, you know, more of like a Australian term at first. And I was like, okay, like, cause at first I was like, is this a LGBT thing? That's what they call like more of a neutral term for any significant other.
And how long has that gone? Is that a new thing?
So that's the thing, is I think it's what's happening is it's becoming newer. So at first I thought it was Australian, but then I started, as I got older, was hearing it more. And what I think it's what I think it really comes down to, and I've heard other people say this, is people start feeling like they've outgrown the label of boyfriend or girlfriend. Because what do you call, you have a boyfriend or girlfriend when you're 15 or 16 years old, you call them your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh my God.
When you're okay. older, especially when you're at the age where people are married, like, you know, the
like
terms,
people in their 60s will have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's
is
the
that
thing
weird?
Too.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's people that maybe, for whatever reason, are feeling like they've outgrown it. Because you never hear 50 or 60-year-old people doing it. It seems like they almost enjoy like being able to say boyfriend, girlfriend again. Mm-hmm. But I hear it more. And granted, like, it's a word, it's a term I'll use because I make dating content and I'm trying to, you know, talk to an inclusive group of people. Like, you know, your partner, whatever. Like, you don't know. I think it's also neutral for, like, are they a serious partner or not? So I will say it, but I would never refer to to buddy as a partner. I'd call him my boyfriend, and we're 30 and 37. But
okay,
I do think, like, I've heard people say that they feel like they've outgrown boyfriend or girlfriend, particularly because as you get older, you have more friends that are married and stuff. Like the labels of like husband or wife, like my fiance, or can my fiance come, can my husband come, it carries more weight. Like if you say, oh yeah, can my boyfriend or girlfriend come, people are less likely to, I don't know, like, open doors for you. Like, they're like, okay, cool, your boyfriend, whatever.
You're like, oh, yeah, your little boyfriend.
Yeah. And something, like, something else that happens, too, is, like, there's a lot of, like, random, like, weird little old social norms that I think a lot of people don't follow, but some still do, where, for example, for wedding invitations, it's considered etiquette if somebody is married, engaged, or living together, even if you don't know that partner, if you want to invite one, you don't invite one half of a couple. When you are married to somebody, when you're engaged to them, you're considered a social unit, and you invite both. Like, generally, I mean, a lot of times you're friends with both parts of the couple, but that's the idea. You don't just invite one half of the couple. There used to be sort of a etiquette rule that was called, like, no ring, no bring. If they're not married, you don't have to invite their partner, and a lot of times that wouldn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously that's been expanded to serious partners, because I mean, back in the day, you would get married quicker, right, and whatnot. But I've still seen people where, you know, they come to me, they're very angry because their friend didn't invite their boyfriend to their wedding, even though that they've been together for like 2 years and they've met the couple, and like maybe they've been together longer, sure, than the couple, and it was just like, oh well, you're not married, we're only doing like no ring, no bring kind of deal. And so, like, those kinds of things happen. And of course there's also just the societal stuff. Like, I've heard of some workplaces when they do like company holiday parties, it's like spouses only, or like some, instead of, you know, not everyone gets like a plus one for,
they're like,
anybody.
We want you to cheat on your girlfriend or boyfriend while you're here, so
I don't know,
don't bring them.
I don't know, but like, I think it's like people realize that boyfriend or girlfriend sometimes doesn't open all the doors they want it to, and maybe they're trying to convey their relationship is more serious. I'm of the opinion too, if you're at the point where it's like you need to use partner, you feel like you've outgrown boyfriend or girlfriend, you feel like your relationship is serious and should be treated as such, you've been together long, it's more mature than a 15 or 16 year old's relationship, you know, you're not in high school, please treat my relationship seriously. Like, why aren't you getting married? I don't know.
So one thing I think about too, and this may be extremely controversial, is people will say like they have multiple partners, you know, like if they're in like an open relationship or polyamorous or whatever. And to me, I'm like, maybe this is the like American atomic family unit mindset. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm brain damaged from that. But to me, like, a partner is like your one person, like you have a partner for life kind of thing. Does that make sense? Like, when you if you ultimately find the person that you're going to be with forever, your husband, wife, I would consider that like a life partner.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
And but when people are like, I have multiple partners. You got multiple friends. You got friends, baby.
I mean, but the term partner is used interchangeably, and I think that's kind of like the interesting part of it. And that's probably why I use it, because it can encompass like a boyfriend or girlfriend, like an established relationship, or someone that, you know, you're kind of seeing or whatever, when I make little stupid TikToks. But I mean, you have sex. What else would you call a sexual partner? We're not calling that body count because no one's murdered anybody.
A sexual partner.
But like, I have multiple partners and all of that, like, which
you
is why hoes. I'm kind of.
I just say I got hoes.
Yeah.
Which is what am I supposed to say?
I don't love partner when talking about my own relationships. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's why people do it. I think if you're in a relationship where someone's like, this is my partner and you don't like it, be like, no, we don't, you know, we're not in business together.
Yes.
Doing boyfriend, girlfriend.
But I think it's also like, I would use it, I think, if it came down to like a dire situation where mm-hmm. it was something like, one of us is in bad health, or one of us, you know, mm-hmm. something happens, and then you have to rely on the support of a partner. Like mm-hmm. that, at that point, it would be like, you are my partner. I need you, mm-hmm. you know? And then it feels more like that, but mm-hmm. like, I don't know, maybe that's only under duress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would I consider that?
Yeah. Cause I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Cause I mean, like, yeah, my boyfriend is my partner, but I would always call him.
He's your boyfriend, but yeah, but like, you know, if you were in the hospital or whatever, it's like, that's my partner, like my partner in life. I need them, you know?
Yeah. Well, I do think, it opens more, it sounds more serious than boyfriend or girlfriend, but that's the other thing when, like whenever those like TikTok-y videos where people are like, why should men get married anymore? Why should anyone get married? And then like a doctor will stitch those videos and say, well, the terms boyfriend and girlfriend mean nothing in a hospital. Like mm-hmm. that's why you should get married. Like if something happens to you, that's who the law, like in the eyes of the law, you are legally single until you're married. So that's like, and so yeah, those terms, husband, wife, fiance even, are going to open more doors for you than boyfriend, girlfriend. I think partner probably does too, because you could call a spouse a partner.
I'm literally just going to start calling my man my fiance. We've been together for like 2 months. I'm like,
but that's
why,
like, when people are like, I feel like I've outgrown boyfriend or girlfriend, I'm going to call him a partner. It's like, have you ever considered marriage, and why not? Like, you don't get to have, like, that's kind of the thing. If you don't want to get married, like, you don't get those little social perks of, like, people, mm-hmm. you know, you go to the front of the line, or like, oh, hey, my wife and I want to sit together on the plane versus my girlfriend and I. Like, yeah, people are going to treat wife differently than girlfriend.
So true.
They just are.
So true.
Yeah.
So just lie is really what we're telling you.
I mean, in a social context, you could lie. I mean, it's, in a hospital, you can't lie. Social context, lie. I mean,
lie for fun.
You also have to explain to your partner why you're lying. Yeah.
You gotta explain to your shorty.
Your hoe.
Your main squeeze.
Your main squeeze.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The thing is, like, you know, I remember hearing that argument about, like, in a hospital, if something were to happen, if you're, you know, mm-hmm. in a coma, and that argument circulated when, like, gay rights and mm-hmm. marriage equality was an issue. And I remember kind of thinking, like, oh, that's so, like, one in a million chance, you know, that, like, oh, you can't go see your partner, or, you know, your spouse, if it's not legally your spouse, like, and they're in the hospital. Like, that's not something that happens often. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And absolutely. You don't know when it will happen to you.
You can't.
You cannot. You cannot predict. Yeah. So scary.
And you can always say too, like, oh, well, you know, like their family's like, no, it's like they call the next of kin, which is their parents, to make those decisions. Like, if you want to have any stake in that,
mm-hmm.
like on paper, you are single until you are married.
Yeah.
And the rest is really up to, like,
so true.
If their parents don't let you in, like, oh, I'm the girlfriend. Mm. Okay. Like,
and taxes.
Taxes too.
Yeah.
There are a lot of benefits to marriage. Whenever people are like, well, why not just, you know, live together? It's like, there is no protection there at all. Like, what if something happens to you? I don't know.
Common law? Does common law come into this at all?
So, like, the thing about common law is, like, you get all the negatives about marriage without the perks that come with it. Because, like being legally actually married, you get, like, all of, like, the tax breaks. You get, like, it's, like, recognized in a hospital. But you get, like, the negative parts of, like, common law, where it's, like, if you're ever, like, I think... I don't know if it's, like, legally, like, all the legal issues that could come with, like, living with somebody,
mm-hmm.
Like, through being married, like, you get stuck with that. Like, you get all the bad stuff without any of the perks.
Mm.
Like, it's like, oh, you've lived together for 7 years and people have seen you as a couple in the eyes of a law. Therefore, you can go after their assets.
Really?
Alimony. They're considered a unit. Like, no, like, other people. Like, if you break something of a neighbor's, and you're not legally married, like, they can go after you as a unit.
Wow.
Versus an individual.
Wow. Oh my God. So, like, debt and stuff belongs to both of you?
I think it's, like, if, like, living expense, like, just stuff, like, related to, like, being a social unit. So, okay. Like, stuff in your home. Like, I would have to look it up, but like apparently you get all the bad stuff without any of the perks, which is the tax breaks and the
Don't ever live with somebody for longer than 7 years and not get married, right?
Well, it depends on your state law. Some state laws are also very just vague, where it's like people see you as a social unit. It's like, what does that mean? It's like, of course people are going to look for any loophole. It's like, are you on bills together? Like, are you co-signed on leases? Like, some of them it's not around like years. It's just like, do people see you as a social unit?
Got it.
If that makes sense. I don't know.
Okay.
But.
Valid.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. And I guess there's another one that's like related to marriage. A hypothetical. And this woman says, is it weird that I am turned off? And I think this will be a fun one as well, because it's about, like I said, marriage. Women who dates men. That's her identifying herself. Went on a first date where we were asking one another typical first date questions. I asked him, what are your deal breakers? He listed a few that are relatively common and unsurprising, like smoking, but then something he said felt a little out of pocket to me. It was, is opposed to taking their husband's last name after getting married. He did acknowledge the random nature of this by saying it was something his buddy was going through with his fiance, so it was at the top of his mind. And when I asked him why, he just said, it doesn't feel like you're actually a family and almost seems pointless to get married altogether if you don't do that part of it. I asked about hyphens and he said, no hyphens. I hadn't thought about this that far ahead, with this guy or in general, but I can't help but feel a little put off by how quickly this came up and how strongly he felt without any consideration for why a woman might want to keep her last name. The more I think about it, too, the more it occurs to me how crazy it is that women go 20 plus years with a name just to change it for a man. I don't know. Thoughts. Is me being turned off weird? Any thoughts on changing your last name or not after marriage? What do you both do or are you planning to do? There's a lot to unpack there, because there's first, right. is it weird if it's a turn off? And then there's like, you know, a whole social discussion to go with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I think, you can be turned off by anything. Like, sure. I think kind of the randomness and insistence of it would be kind of like, okay, this is a lot for a first date. I do see it where, like, you know, guy's nervous and he's kind of like, oh, my buddy was going through this and here's this random thing. Like, unless he's saying about, then all of a sudden he like goes into like some Andrew Tate tirade. Unless he's like doing that, like,
yeah.
I think if everything else was fine, like, it probably was a random thing that his friend was going through and it popped in his head. He probably wanted to have an answer that was more creative than just like smoking. I don't know.
Yes.
It does seem weird, but But at the same time, it's like, I feel like a lot of guys, like, maybe don't feel, like, strongly about it, but if you polled a lot of men on the street, it's like, would you want a woman to take your last name? I think a lot would say yes. Like, I don't know if they would say, like, I break up immediately or there's no point of getting married, but I do think, like, a lot would like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, wrong.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of like, I definitely understand the emotions behind it. I can see that. And who knows what his buddy is going through.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? It could be something to do with kids and what do you name the kids? Or it could be something to do with, like, she's hyphenating her name and expects you to hyphenate your name as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak to our parents.
Yep.
Our mom has a hyphenated last name, her maiden name and our last name. And I actually haven't talked to her about that in depth, but I'm pretty sure it's entirely because of her education level, right? Mm-hmm. And her career as a landscape architect. And she wanted her like name to be identifiable, I guess, after getting married, because she had already like established her business or whatever. But the kids, we all are just Warren last name. And I'm kind of down for that. Like, I like that. I mean, I'm not, whatever, I'll change my last name. Like, if it makes you feel better, yeah, I'll change my last name.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I also am kind of like, well, I'm sorry. It sounds like
no.
Dickhead, but I'm like, well, I am going to make more money than you. And I am going to have, like, a more successful career than you. So if you're like, you have to have my last name, I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cupcake, we can do that. But, like, you kind of can't tell me what to do at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Are you? Would you ever hyphenate?
No, I hate hyphens. That's one thing I would not do is hyphen. I hate it. Well, first, so all of this is actually purely selfish. First off, I think hyphens are a pain in the ass. Like every workplace I've ever worked at, it's Charlotte, it's first name dot last name or C last name, and people that have hyphen last names, they have to deal with the hyphen. Like you might have to talk to people on the phone and spell your email address. I'm not dealing with a fucking hyphen. It's just one more thing, because like think of all the times you have to call someone and spell out your name and give them your legal name and shit like that. I'm not doing a fucking hyphen. No hyphens. And I also think like the names have to sound really good together, and a lot of times they don't.
Are you keeping your last name?
So, no. Okay. But like, so a lot of these, so first, no, I'm most like anti-hyphen just because of, and I also think that there's also like some sort of like female badassery in there, because women with jobs a lot of times like have to have like a work email address and spell their name out, and they want it to not be a pain in the ass for people. So the idea of like, you have to, if you keep your old name, it makes you more powerful. Like what makes you more powerful is like having a job where you have fancy email. I don't know. But yeah, no, I hate hyphens. I always like the idea of just like taking last name and just being like the somethings and like having the same last name as your kids. I think in most cases, even when you see like women keeping their last name or doing a hyphen last name, the kids have the father's last name.
Uh-huh.
I always like, now that I've seen, because I feel like our generation was the first to see like kids with hyphen last names.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like it's becoming a pain in the ass for them as adults and as they get married. Because it's like, if you're a guy with a hyphen last name, like, does your wife take the hyphen last name? Like, I know one girl whose husband had a hyphen last name, and she just took like the latter half of his last name.
Oh.
And like, so it's interesting. Like, I would never do kids with hyphen last name just because I think it's just confusing for them.
Yeah. Like, I think there are cases where that might apply, like that are more complicated than just man and wife getting married and having happy little family, you know?
True.
It could be an issue of like the father left and he's no longer in the picture. And
for those, like when it's like a single parent, it's like they just have the mom's last name,
which is what my man has.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, there are like, or it could be a transition period where it's like this kid has had this last name for 9 years and now, you know, one parent is gone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the parent gets remarried and technically like that person raised him. So that's really mm-hmm. their father, but not mm-hmm. their biological father. And so how do you, you know, mm-hmm. like arrange the name in a way that feels, I think it's a mm-hmm. lot about like what feels representative of you.
Yeah.
And that's why I understand when women don't want to change their last name, because they're like, this man doesn't represent me. I mean, if you're getting married, yeah, I guess he represents you. But like, it's like you have lived an entire life up mm-hmm. until this point. You weren't spawned randomly mm-hmm. when this man married you.
True. But that's why. So that's actually why I kind of like all of my, a lot of my reasons are like randomly selfish. So I like that. And I don't know if I'll keep doing all of this stuff like through marriage and children and all of this. I don't know if I get bigger doing this, but like, I like the idea that Charlotte Warren can become a stage name. And then I have
totally.
A name that's used in private. And then, because I think something that happens too is like you have name recognition.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you have a big career or whatever, like whether that's public or, you know, you're the big lawyer in your city or something, and people see your name on the student roster of your kid's classroom.
Sure.
And all of a sudden it's like, hey, you're so and so, you're a big deal. It's like, no, you in those situations, you want to be your kid's mom, or you want to have like your private personal life. And then that way, I don't know. I like the idea of, you know, maybe Charlotte Warren can be a stage name or a work name, and then socially using husband's last name, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
And it means it gives me two identities by default without having to, you know, do something silly.
Okay.
So I like that. And the other silly reason is I fucking hate my middle name. And something that a lot of women do, and this avoids the pain in the ass of hyphening and stuff, is they make their maiden name their middle name. Because when you go and you change your last name as you get married, you fill out the same name change forms you would fill out if you just wanted to change your last name because you wanted to be a celebrity. So you have, when you change your name, you fill out the regular legal forms, and in there you can also change your middle name. Legally. So you get to like,
hey, Warren is a sick middle name.
Honestly. Exactly. And so my middle name, like, I'll just tell everybody, it's my grandmother's name. It's Ute, spelled UTE.
Nobody knows how to pronounce that shit, though.
No. Nope. And
no one has a clue how to pronounce it.
Apparently, it's like being named Anne in Germany, apparently.
Yeah.
It's relatively common there, but it's a pain in the ass. I have to like anytime it's like people see the U when they see like an ID or something and they're like, what does the U stand for? Or like they see the full, it's spelled out, are you Native American? No, it's fucking German. It doesn't, Charlotte Uta Warren doesn't sound good.
I hate it. Does everybody hate their middle name though?
No, fucking everyone with the middle name Marie.
Marie
is fine.
Sarah Marie or whatever. They, fucking bitch.
Yeah, like, but like those people like it, but I hate my middle name, and that way Warren can become my middle name and we can put Uta to rest. Not literally, that sounds really fucked up. She's still alive. We love our grandmother. It's my grandmother's name.
The middle name can get
the middle name
put to rest.
Grandma Uta will live another 10 years. Yeah. Like she's spry as a,
yeah. She's but running around.
She's
mine is Virginia, and I used to hate it, and now I'm like, that's cute. There's somebody in Virginia, so southern.
See, but that's, I would, like, those are, because I know people that like their middle name where they're just like, maiden name's gone. I'm keeping them. I want to be blank, blank, blank. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that is, like, my selfish kind of thing for it. And then, yeah, I want to ditch fucking Uta. And I want to, I hate hyphens. I don't want to spell a long name. Okay. Oh, also funny too, like, so, and I probably wouldn't say this as much now because this doesn't affect me as much, but like I remember in school growing up, because our last name is Warren, being at the end of the alphabet.
Oh God, yeah.
And so I remember I would be so jealous of people with like last names that started with A or B because they would always be first for some shit. Some teachers would literally do shit like, okay, it's class pizza day, I'm ordering pizza, or like we're doing cake.
Oh my God!
Line up by alphabet.
Oh my God.
That happened all the time.
Oh my God.
They would literally, next time, let's do it in reverse. No, it was always a fucking, Harrison Adler was always fucking first.
I should have married Harrison Adler.
He was always fucking first. And I was just like, here I am, back in the line. That's, I have to wait. So I have to funny. Get the last fucking slice of cake, the last ice cream.
The last, or just like, it'll be like, oh, pick from the prize box or whatever. Last name goes first. And then you get, I don't know, like shitty gumball from the bottom of the box. Like it's that was so infuriating. Mm-hmm. Infuriating. Sometimes they would go backwards though.
Yeah.
They'd say end of the alphabet.
So sometimes the teachers didn't even think I did for going one way this time, let's go the other. No, never did that. And so that was like another thing too, is like, you know, like it's most like Warren, I could be.
Last name supremacy, early alphabet supremacy. Wow.
Yeah. This, but I mean, like, fucking, I mean, it's like I end up with somebody named Zigzag or something.
Yeah.
Pearson's nice. I like Pearson a lot.
Yeah.
It's also like, it's two syllables, ends the same way. Cause I feel like there's certain names that Charlotte doesn't sound good with.
For sure.
What if what if the last name didn't sound good? Like, what if you fucking hate the last
name? Dude, honestly, first date with anyone, or like I'm talking to anyone, any beginning of a relationship, that's immediately on my mind. I'm always thinking about it. Annabelle Smith or whatever.
Or like, what's it, that movie The Wedding Singer, where it's like Julia, it's like, oh, what's
Julia,
like, Julia,
Julia. Not Julia, Gulia. Oh no.
Well, our aunt was Warren, and then she married a butt. B-U-T-T.
B-U-T-T.
Which is...
Yeah. Which is kind of sick when you get older, but like...
It's
as
funny,
a kid,
though.
I would have been like... Ugh.
Yeah. There's...
Kidding me?
There was,
come on.
I've met people with the last name Hooker. That's a fun...
Hooker's tight. Dude. It'd
be fucking hilarious.
So funny, too, because our cousin Katie Butt. The most, like, her entire life, like, the most drop-dead gorgeous supermodel of a woman. Like, truly, like, just the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
Stunning her whole life. She's Katie Butt. I think that's gotta go.
Yeah. She changed her name.
No, she's hyphenated. She's Butt Beckhorn.
Oh, is she? I thought she was middle name, but uses middle name.
Oh, maybe.
If there's no hyphen, like, because I see women do that too, where it's like you see it still on like Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. They just don't do a hyphen, but they keep it as a middle name. Like I see that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I would still use the middle name every now and then.
Yeah.
Like I would, but it also gives you the freedom not to. Like it's not official. It's like you can use the middle name.
Yeah.
You can be Charlotte Warren. Warren Pearson. That sounds good. I like that.
Oh my God, stop it.
But like, like you can use both in a way that sounds good and it makes sense, or you could just be like, I'm keeping it easy.
It's so political, you
it
know?
Is. It's your fucking name. It's your life and your personal
So
choice.
Political.
It shouldn't be. I don't know.
Don't perceive me at all. Don't call me by anything.
You could just be Madonna?
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
I really want to talk about dating stuff without the gender debates. And some people are like, well, you can't date about one or the other. I think you can. I also think like people who have gender debates on the internet and call them dating podcasts are liars and they're wrong. Your podcasts aren't dating podcasts. They're people screaming at each other. But, oh my God, this will need to be another
episode. We're going to have to get into it next week.
Yep, I guess we're getting into it next week. Okay. We're talking about...
Ooh, this is going to be so controversial.
Gender debates are not dating content. That's how I'll end this episode.
Period.
People who like gender debates are fucking nerds, and you guys have no friends for a reason.
Okay, well.
Oops. I said what I said. All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Ciao, babes. I love my lesbian friends. I love them so much.